motion?
Okay, you're going to switch forward to the next one.
I did like earlier in the week, but.
Take something like over the counter, like Zyrtec D or even Sudafed to kind of dry up the nostrils and have to open up that station too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you need. Okay? It's not like you need antibiotics because it's like infected.
Okay.
Your sinuses are okay now and everything. Have you ever had anything like that before? Very, like hearing problems or anything like
that? No, but I assume that, well, actually, I think I have a hearing test. Last year, I had a small percentage of hearing loss in one of my ears. I don't remember which one, but I work as a dental assistant, so I'm looking at the drill all day long.
The drill?
Yeah.
It's that loud? It's kind of loud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe a head strip from all that.
Mm-hmm.
You work around here or where you work?
Yeah, I work in
town. Between McDaniels, I don't know where you're
at. Cleveland Dental Associates, Dr. Brittany Grant.
Okay. Cleveland Dental Associates, that's the name of it. It's not the one down here, it's a different one, right?
Mm-hmm. It's behind the old food bank. I say the old
food
because they're, I think, closing now, but.
Out of here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
is that food then? I heard that they lost their contract with the Houston food bank, so they, I think, are shutting shop down, but I don't know how much of that is actual,
well,
like.
Out over here, they, they got trucks and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, well, they're, if you look out there now, today, like, they're selling everything. Their file cabinets, their chairs, it's all set out there. So I think they're cleaning out now.
So why did they lose the contract, you know?
Mm-mm.
That's a shame. I mean, they seem to do a lot of good, right?
Yeah. The only thing that one of my patients told me was that they got sideways somehow with the Houston food bank. And so I don't know if there was, like, some issues with, like, embezzlement or, like, some weird – I have no idea.
Years ago, a while back, I heard that there was, like, a baseball player that, you know, retired and a lot of millions. He was the one that got it started. I don't know how true that is, but
it could be.
I saw, you know, they're doing a lot of good.
Yeah,
they do. That's a shame. That's a real shame. I mean, all those people that are getting that food when we get it, now, I guess, or taste some food.
Yeah, and I think they just built, like, a new place on the other side of Cleveland somewhere, and even like that, they won't be able to provide food there either. So.
Oh, well, some of the churches do some good around town, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a few churches that won't be able to, I think, help out with some of that, but it was convenient for the more local people right here because it's just right there.
No, that's really fun. So what I'm talking about, I think we'll hit, pick you up, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you the cortisone shot, the pills, take some Sudafed, and you should all get better.
Okay.
It doesn't seem, well, as far as chronic hearing loss and things like that, really, they recommend them in the hearing test.
Mm-hmm.
Come back and things like that.
No.
But you don't notice hay fever or congestion at all much, huh?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, anyway, I came back twice. But if you're only 33, if you're having some hearing loss,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You should try to move to a different area or something like that. Yes, ma'am. All right, hang on. Keep it.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
She's going to need to. Thank you.
Heavy lifting at work.
Yes, he said that he does really heavy. machine.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
Ever
been 10 years. Okay. Has he done anything in the past few weeks where he might have remembered hurting his back or, you know, feeling pain while he's lifting? Okay, no problem.
¿El estómago está bien?
Sí, el estómago está bien.
That's when you said that.
The
His nipples feel sensitive?
So, ¿están como sensitivos? Yes.
But they're not red or discolored?
No.
They just seem to be sensitive.
¿Están como muy sensibles?
Yes. He doesn't have insurance. Has he reported this at work?
¿Y usted lo ha reportado en su trabajo? No.
Well, there's not a lot more we can do. I can give him like a car. He may have some inflammation in his back from his old injury. Tell him there's something like a compression fracture that you can have in the back. It's called compression fracture in the thoracic spine. And he may have had that before, but he may be just having some inflammation, muscle spasms. So the best thing I could do is to give him like a cortisone shot, if you can afford that, it's $30, I guess, and then the cortisone pills, and then like a muscle relaxer to try to help relieve the muscle, putting moist heat on his back, and see if it doesn't get better. If it continues, he may have to have, you know, more x-rays, things like that. We can take an x-ray here, but you know, he may need to have an MRI, stuff like that, but I think it's just a strain to his back, and I think it'll get better, but he's doing hard work, and he has a history of fracture to his back, so it may continue to bother him. Can he afford to get x-rays or go see a specialist or anything like that?
Okay. So I think that ahorita lo más seguro es que todavía puedes tener información desde su último, desde la accidente que tuvo, de su espalda, y con eso el doctor lo puede ayudar con una inyección. Pero son $30, mala consulta. Entonces le va a poder ayudar también le va a dar antibiótico para que se baje la inflamación con el antibiótico. Y también dice que ahorita cree que pueda para ir a un especialista para que lo mire desde su espalda, ¿o no cree? Sí. He's saying that if it's necessary to go see a specialist for his back, he can go ahead and do it.
He can afford to go see the specialist for his back. Maybe it won't be necessary. Okay, we're going to do the things we're going to do for him. Hopefully, it will get better. He's probably kind of worried about his back and everything that they told him before and everything like that. He doesn't have any records from the other doctors or anything. Like picture copies of the x-rays or what?
¿Tiene copias de los rayos X o qué tiene? Yeah, he has copies of the x-rays.
Okay, he needs to bring him here, but, you know, we could put him on this chart, you know, look at him and things like that. But, you know, he's really putting a lot of stress on his back. So we may need to look into it more. You know, we could do more x-rays of his back, even do like an MRI of his back, but that's probably not necessary. We should take it in steps. So the first thing would be give him the injection, try these medications, see if it doesn't get better. Just try not to irritate the nipples. He could even put like a patch, you know, like a large Band-Aid or something to protect him from rubbing against his clothing, things like that. His hands, just, you know, the numbness in his hands, maybe having some anxiety about everything. I would ask him to just take deep breaths and try to relax his breathing. The chest pain, maybe a muscular type symptom too, at least now he's talking about his nipples. But his back is a problem. So these are the things I would recommend. Let's see how much they help.
Lo primero que vamos a hacer será de paso a paso, pues primero digamos el conocimiento le va a dar y quiere el doctor que primero que se cure sus pies. En caso que no mejora, los si les vamos a tener que hacer raíz X
y todo eso, mandarlo a un MRI para que pueda mejorar. So, pero por ahorita nomás serían los antibióticos que no
try to take it easy as much as we can with this back.
Y ahorita Yeah, I was looking at it. Thank you.